Judge Joyce Williams Warren of Little Rock, Arkansas, was named the 2012 National CASA Judge of the Year. We asked Judge Warren to give some advice to CASA volunteers about working with their judge. Here is what she had to say.
Well, realize that the judge has to make a decision based on the law, the facts and circumstances of that particular child. Of course, we know the poll star is best interest. But know that the judge is going to take into account the CASA's recommendation, may or may not actually accept all the recommendations, but know that that judge is considering it. And don't be upset, be appropriately upset when the judge doesn't rule the way you think he or she needs to. Always be honest. And don't talk to the judge about the case in person or around the judge, because that brings up issues of ex parte. And some people have done that, not to me, but I've known some judges to whom that's happened, and the CASA was trying to get some information but wasn't quite aware of the fact that any kind of out-of-court contact, unless all the parties involved, is inappropriate. It doesn't mean the judge doesn't care, but judges have certain ethical considerations, as do CASAs. Always give recommendations that have some basis in fact, not because I think this kid needs to go home because I love this child and I think they need to go home, or that, you know, that just, you know, you got to give a recommendation. I'm recommending this child go home because. The judge may or may not accept that recommendation, but I think it's important that you give that information to the judge. Know that the judge values your opinion and your work and your testimony. Because CASAs have added so much to so many cases. You know, the CASA, I look at a CASA report and I'll ask the CASA in the courtroom, is there anything you need to add to your report? And they do sometimes, and they say, no, it's all in there. And I look at the report and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, why did nobody bring this up except the CASA? Or why did everybody not know this before they got the CASA report? Some obvious things sometimes, you know, child needs glasses, or the child, you know, really would like to, you know, do this weekend. I'm thinking things that are very important in real life that people tend to kind of skirt around, or they're focusing so much on, you know, permanency goal and this, that you forget about some common sense everyday things that happen to kids as life goes on. And so that's what I love about CASA. They just kind of bring that extra information that people may have but didn't think it was important to bring out, or people didn't have, and it's obvious that they should have, and sometimes it's a minor thing, and sometimes it's a pretty major thing. You know, mom lost her job last week, and I'm going, that's not in the court report, you know. The worker didn't say that, and CASA, well, I just talked to mom last week. You know, the worker talked to her week before last. I'm going, oh my gosh. Just give that extra information that you might not get otherwise.